You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
You are listening to The Alex Cardinale Show here on Ace Network. The Alex Cardinale Show is a talk show that will talk about anything and everything from WWE wrestling to movie reviews to politics to even current news and events. You will get your entertainment and news fix. Alex Cardinale promises to deliver a quality talk show that you will enjoy. Alex will share topics you want to hear with a young man's point of view. So what do you have to say? Do you as a listener want a piece of the action? Well, get in on the action by calling into the talk show at 1-347-989-8142. Are you ready for a fun talk show? Then let's get on to Alex Cardinale, who is live right now at Ace Network Studios. Take it away, Alex.
Show here on Ace Network. I'm your host, Alex Cardinale, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's episode of the Ace Network. Today's episode is dedicated to all the hosts who have their own shows here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's dedicated to all the listeners who tune into shows on Blog Talk Radio who may want to start their own show here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you are interested in starting your own show here on Blog Talk Radio, today is the show for you. So today we're going to talk about how to be successful on Blog Talk Radio. So this show is going to be dedicated to someone that has a Blog Talk Radio show here on BTR, or someone who may want to have their own Blog Talk Radio show. So for the first time on the Alex Cardinale Show, this week we're going to have our very special guest. Our guest tonight is a veteran host here on Blog Talk Radio, and he's also the owner of the Facebook group Blog Talk Radio Network Directory, which helps a lot of people with their fantastic Blog Talk Radio shows. So without further ado, let's welcome our big guest tonight. We have Blog Talk Radio Network Directory owner and Blog Talk Radio host, Mr. Ramon Garrett. How are you today, Ramon? Thank you so much for being our guest tonight.
It's a pleasure being on tonight, Alex. It's good to have me. You know, I call you the hardest working man in radio, so it's definitely a pleasure to hang out with you tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure of mine, too. I definitely enjoy having you on the show, and you're my mentor on Blog Talk Radio. You've taught me a lot of things, so it's a real honor to have you on tonight.
Well, thank you. You know, that's humbling, very humbling. Wow.
Awesome. So if any of our listeners have any questions for Ramon, please go ahead and call in at 1-347-989-8142. That's 1-347-989-8142. So I know you've been on Blog Talk Radio for a long time, Ramon, but how long have you been on Blog Talk Radio?
6 years and 2 months.
Ah, very nice. So you've been on here a while then.
Yeah, a good long while. And it's been a challenge, and it's definitely been a journey. But there was never, like I always tell people, and I always tell people in the group, that there was never no handbook or no manual how to be an on-air personality. So people like me, myself, you like me, Catherine, and a lot of other people as well as yourself, we are writing the book as we go along.
Very true. And you also have your own radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, correct?
Yes.
So what's the name of your radio show? Would you mind telling our listeners about your radio show?
Well, it's called The Morning Show with Ramon Garrett that comes on every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network that I started, WLUV Radio, We Love Radio. And it's basically a talk show to where we talk about a lot of things and social, you know, social, pop culture, things that goes on in the world, and play some great music. It's basically a platform for people to vent, to voice their opinions on things, and just to have a platform just to be heard. And I never thought it would take off the way it did, because I first was doing music shows, and that's always going to be my roots. But the thing is, talk radio, the trick to talk radio is not to always be heard, but to have people be heard. Because when you let your guests or your callers call in and sound off, they really call to hear themselves. So people, I think that's the advantage that we have as online personalities, is that we give them a platform that AM and FM doesn't give them, because we're not about just selling spots or sponsors or branding. We actually are tied to the people who call in.
Very, very cool. So I'm actually glad that Blog Talk Radio is here. It's a very good website that people can host their own shows on. So for you personally, what do you like best about Blog Talk Radio?
The thing I like best is that basically it gives you a platform to be yourself. You're not FCC regulated. You're allowed to be yourself. If you want to curse, you want to curse. I don't do a whole lot of cursing. But it shows the true creativity of the personality. I've always said, and I share this with y'all often in the group, a studio doesn't make a great show. A personality makes a great show. And Blog Talk offers that, and it provides that with a very simply, you can work the switchboard. It's simple, but it's sophisticated, and it's free. They have great tech support. They have wonderful people that work there, and it's worldwide. It's over 43 million people that's on Blog Talk, and people want to create their own online stations and going through live or, you know, Shoutcast or Live365.com, but you have to make people come there. But there's already 43 million people on Blog Talk, so that's the advantage. If you get 1% of that, you were definitely on your way. But Blog Talk is probably the greatest invention next to the CD and a caller ID.
Yeah, it's very true. Blog Talk Radio makes it very easy to be a host and have wonderful shows here on Blog Talk, so I agree 100% with you on that.
Absolutely. And I think in the beginning, a lot of people were like, about when I first started 6 years ago, people were knocking Blog Talk. But now you see major celebrities and stars. I mean, A-listers on Blog Talk. I mean, I remember times to where a lot of major R&B artists would never come on my network or shows. Now they call me, you know, like, well, Ramon, can I get an interview? And I'm like, well, 5 years ago you wasn't talking to me, but now you want to be on. Because they understand the magnitude and the humongous numbers that's on Blog Talk.
Yeah, that's very true. Remember when I first started podcasting, I saw some major podcasting websites like the Podcast School and things like that telling people to avoid Blog Talk Radio for whatever reason, because they didn't think that Blog Talk Radio was a good podcasting website. But I definitely think Blog Talk Radio is a perfect podcasting website. So what are your thoughts on people saying that Blog Talk Radio is not a good podcasting website?
And that's the thing, because I don't understand why they say it's not a good website. I guess it wasn't legit at the time. It was something new, and people always fear it was new, because online radio is still new to a whole lot of people, because people really are focusing on AM and FM and trying to get on those major networks and stuff like that, not knowing that Blog Talk is not just nationwide, but it's worldwide, and it's very easily accessible. So to me, I never understood why a lot of people was knocking Blog Talk, but they're not doing it now.
Yeah, that's true. I guess a lot of those people were still living in the 1970s. Okay, so my next question for you is, why would you recommend someone to use Blog Talk Radio as opposed to another podcasting website?
One, the affordability. like I have the $40 plan, but I can do a 3-hour show every day. And someone, and that's actually something I learned from you. You were doing 2 or 3 shows a day, and I came to you and asked you, "Well, how are you doing that?" You said, "Well, I just schedule this show. I don't schedule it. I just go do my show. I go on live." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." But to me, it's the switchboard, a very user friendly. That's what I was looking for. A very user friendly switchboard. You already have people there who can tune in, and it's just you can do it every day because a lot of these online stations and sites, they charge you $125 an hour. Blog Talk charges you $40 a month for a 2-3 hour show. You can't beat that. You cannot beat that. And like I said, it is on every keyword search, like on Google or Bing or whatever. People, it's easy for people to get to you. It's so easy.
Very well said. So now we'll talk about how to be successful here on Blog Talk Radio now that we got the introduction out of Blog Talk Radio out of the way. So what are some tips for some listeners who want to start their own show here on Blog Talk Radio? What would you recommend them do first?
Find who you are. Know what you have, like you. When you first started, you was doing cooking shows, and I was always tuning in for that. But you have to know who you are. Be yourself. Don't be Steve Harvey. Don't be Bill O'Reilly. Don't be Colin Cowherd on ESPN. Find who you are. And if you take it as a hobby, you'll always treat it as a hobby. But someone like you and myself, this is not just something that we love doing, but we also profit from it. So you have to find your niche. You have to definitely find your niche and definitely find what your demographic is. Do your homework. Do your research. Because a lot of people are still very skeptical about being on Blog Talk. But the thing is, I always teach everybody how to sound professional. It may not be AM and FM, but you have to be professional. You got to knock that out. Because people look for any reason to hang up. So you definitely got to know what your demographic is, what your niche is, and just find your voice. You have to find your voice. You know, speak your mind. If you have an opinion and it's a bunch of BS, make sure you sticking by that. But you definitely, it takes a lot of work. Like me, I do a 3-hour show every day, and I don't have a script. I just get behind the microphone and I talk for 3 hours. But I have commercial breaks, music breaks, so I want that professional sound. But the thing is, though, you have to know what you're talking about. Even if you don't, even though it may not be accurate, at least you think it's accurate. So you have, to me, it's nothing but work. And people don't want to work for something that they feel like they're not getting paid for. Then don't do it. I love doing it because I love to talk. And talking has been very profitable for me. But if you do the work and love what you're doing, you'll be successful.
Some very good advice, and I agree 100% with you on that. I like people who do like professional style shows, to be honest. I think they're pretty good. I was listening to some shows today, and I can tell that they were reading from like a script or something. So what are your thoughts on people reading from scripts on shows?
Some people, they do not. Those are people, to me, there's two things I always remind people. One, don't sound like you're on a 3-way phone conversation. Two, if you have to take your keynotes, you know, your main points. But if you're just reading off a script, you're just basically being a live tape recorder. And it sounds redundant. Then I always tell people, always remind people what you're listening to. You know, it's called your show IDs. You're listening to the morning show right here on the D103.3. It's always a reminder because basically you want people thinking they're overhearing a 3-way phone conversation. It's an actual radio show. They want to knock it because some people still host with their phone, which is no problem. But you have to hit your key points, and you definitely have to always do your show IDs. But to read off a script, you're just basically reading a book out loud. That's not finding your voice, and people don't want to hear that. They want to hear you and your opinion. So I always say, like me, after 6 years, I still practice. I go when I'm using. I hate to be rude, but when I'm using the bathroom, sitting on the toilet, I may not be using it, but I'm sitting there. I'm going over my dialogue. You know, I'm going over how to take phone calls. You know, I remember to do my spots. Once again, it's 11:30 on your clock, but 103.3 in your listening ear. You always want to do that because it gives you that professional sound and what I call on-air etiquette. If you're just reading off a piece of paper, what are you telling people? And that's the biggest mistake that a lot of people make is reading off a paper. So just taking, I keep notes, yes, but if I forget something, I make sure I write it down. But no, don't read off a paper because it sounds redundant and it sounds very robotic.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you on that. I was actually listening to a couple of shows today. I could easily tell that they were reading because their voice sounded like they were reading from an article or something, and I tuned out. So I agree 100% with you.
And people have to stop doing that. They definitely have to stop doing that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you ever read anything, just make sure you mention on the air that you're reading from an article or something. What's your thoughts on that?
And quote it. You know, today, article from the New York Post, quote, you know, but people, like I said, they used to listen to Steve Harvey or Russ Parr or Ricky Smiley or whoever. But the thing is, though, is to be creative and to find, you don't have to have a great radio voice. Just have a clear voice. Like, you have a good voice. I have a good voice. It's just speaking clearly, slow down, relax, and just take your time, but make your points.
Very well said. And we have a question from the live Ace Network chat room. My good friend Andy wants to know, is it true that you don't own your content on Blog Talk Radio?
Not true. That is not true. You do own your content. What I do is I make sure when I do my shows, and I use this thing called Voice-O-Meter that actually records my show, not just your Blog Talk is archiving your show, but this thing called Voice-O-Meter to where I'm podcasting it to where I can cut off the commercials and promos to where it's just on running when I repost it onto another site. But you do own your content. It's yours. And make sure whenever you do your show, you download it to your computer. It belongs to you. Definitely belongs to you.
Yeah, that seems to be a popular rumor that goes around on the internet. I've seen that popping up all over the podcasting website saying that people from Blog Talk Radio don't own their content, but I think we do. You're right about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Absolutely. So
hopefully people will stop spreading that rumor because it's not true.
It's definitely not true. And the one thing, like I said, I'm going to do some research on that, but I'm 99.8% sure that you do own your content, because if you didn't own it, they wouldn't archive it.
Yeah, you got a good point there. I'm pretty sure if you didn't own it, they wouldn't archive it and wouldn't go on iTunes and stuff.
Exactly. And because the one thing is another way that you will own it is when you pay to get it transcribed, whatever they call it, to where they print it out for you. But yeah, you can. It's definitely yours. You paying for it. It just hit me. You're paying for it. It belongs to you.
Very good. Thank you for that awesome question, Andy, in the chat room. Thank you so much for listening live to the show. Now, the next question can have different answers depending on which host I'm asking. But right now, I currently use a headset, and sometimes I use a phone to host my show. And I will be getting a Blue Yeti microphone to host my show. I think microphones are the best tool to use for hosting shows. I use headphones, but you can't really tell the difference between a headset and a regular phone, so that's why I'm going with a microphone. But in your honest opinion, what do you think people should use to host their shows?
They should use a headset, any kind of microphone. I use I'll actually post it on your page later on, but I use microphones. I used to host from my cell phone and then my landline. But if you are a radio show, yes, it may be online, but get a microphone. You can get a monophone for $8, $9, $10 from Amazon.com. Or if you're very serious about your show, get a Yeti, get a Logitech headset. Because when we do remote shows, we use our headsets. I'm sure where you're from in Springfield, they have a Family Dollar. They have a great headset, Sony, for $10. It's a male-female. Plug it into your laptop, and they sound great. I still use those when we do remote shows, but get one of those or get a microphone with a headset because you want to feel – if you are a radio show, you should act like one. It's that professionalism because when you do have a guest that comes to your home or your studio, oh, wow, look at this. You know, because I don't have a studio. I do my stuff either in my kitchen or my front room. But I have three mics, and I have my laptops. I have my touchscreen desktop. It gives you that professional. That's just me because I'm a professional. I'm a professionalist, you know. But I just want that feel, you know, and it's easy access. Okay, well, I hit this. Okay, no problem. But definitely get your microphone. If you've been on for longer than 6 months, we have to mature from using the phone.
Very good advice, and I definitely agree with you. And if you have a power outage, you're going to lose access to your phone. Or if you have Wi-Fi issues, you're definitely going to lose access to your phone. So your best bet is a microphone in the end.
Absolutely. And you're going to have – now, I remember in the beginning when we first started, we had a whole lot of issues. But, you know, like people don't like using Skype. I use Skype all the time. I haven't dialed in Lord in about 5 years. I always use Skype because you want that crystal clear sound. And I think it's a great thing to use Skype. It's a great thing. And you, like I said, you want that clarity. You don't want that. People use their Bluetooth on their cell phone. And to me, it's not good. It's not a good sound. It don't sound professional at all.
Sounds great. So you're listening to the Alex Cardinelli Show right here on the ACE Network. And today we're interviewing Blog Talk Radio veteran host, Mr. Ramon Garrett, and we're talking about how to be successful right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in at 1-347-989-8142. And we'll appreciate any live callers that end up coming in on our show. And I've got another question for you in the live chat room, Ramon. This is from my good friend, Slashmaster1989, a loyal listener, and my co-host of the ACE Network. He wants to know, how much longer do you think Blog Talk Radio will be around?
I say within the next 5 years, they will be the number one online listening station and distributor around. They're going to be around a long time. They're always going to stay relevant. They're always going to be very relevant.
I agree with you. I think that Blog Talk Radio is going to get more famous as the years go by. They are pretty famous right now, so I think they're going to be pretty popular down the road.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, I think they made $3.2 billion last year. So they're not going nowhere. They know where their cash cow's coming from.
Yeah, as long as they get a profit, they're not going anywhere. So I think they're going to stay.
Absolutely.
I love Blog Talk Radio, so I don't want to see it going anywhere.
Absolutely, me either. Not at all.
Okay, so my next question is kind of a personal question because, as you know and many other people know that listen to my shows, I tend to have bad luck with co-hosts, with people trying to hack my account and trying to control me and stuff like that, but luckily I have a pretty good co-host right now. But do you think co-hosts are really required here on Blog Talk Radio?
No, I don't think they're required because whenever I did, this is like my third talk show. When I first started, I had a morning show, and then I had two other people, and they were from, because I'm in Detroit. One was in Flint, the other was in Chesapeake. And sometimes you don't always agree. Then I was doing a nighttime talk show, and this actually is my sister, my sister-in-law with my wife, and, you know, that ran its course. But in order to be great, because this is something I'm learning now, I've been doing the morning show since my birthday, so that's January. And I had one girl who's actually a good friend of mine, and she was around for a few weeks, but it wasn't important to her, you know, because she owns her own businesses. And if they feel like they're not gaining from it, it's not about them. You don't, you know, they're not going to make it about them, and they're not going to take it as serious as you because you started ACE Network. So this is your baby. WLUB Radio is my baby. And the thing is, how often is the co-host sitting up coming up with dialogue? How hard are they working? They just think they should show up and that's it. No, I'll do my research when I'm talking about a certain thing. But no, you don't need a co-host. You really don't. I do a 3-hour show every day by myself. Yes, I have callers and tweeters and stuff like that. But to me, you want to hear me, and you don't know how important this is to me. So no, you don't need a co-host. No. If you want one, yes, but find someone who you know you can trust and they'll be dedicated. Just don't put them on because y'all friends. Find somebody who's going to work hard with you. You know, that's what I say.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I feel like I don't need a co-host for my show. I had bad luck with co-hosts. They had people that were stealing from me and then tried to take control of my show. So, yeah, I don't really need a co-host for my show. I do great alone, as you guys can tell already.
And we talked about that. You and I talked about that. You came to me and said that, you know, what was going on. And I said, you know what, Alex, you got to do you. You created this. You're building this. And your knuckles are going to get bloody. They're going to get sore. But the thing is, though, you're building this. And people won't take it as serious as you do. Yeah, I'm on the radio. But then they go see it actually work. And then they were like, well, I ain't getting paid for it, man. I'm out. They don't take it as serious as you do. That's definitely the truth.
Yeah, it's the truth right there. One of them left because they weren't getting paid and they were tired of the work, so they left me stranded. But I enjoy doing shows alone. They're kind of fun. You do them by yourself. You have all your personality and such.
Absolutely. That's definitely the God honest truth.
Awesome. So thank you for that awesome answer. That was a great answer.
I'm smiling.
Now, this is actually a question I see a lot on podcast forums, and I hear this a lot from other Blog Talk Radio hosts, so hopefully you have the answer for this. And people want to know, what are some tips that people can use to keep listeners interested in their show?
Stay relevant. Stay relevant. I was having a conversation with somebody a few weeks ago, and they actually got offended when I said this. And for those who don't know, I'm black. And I said, okay, you don't always have to talk about black topics. Okay, yeah, you got the stuff going on in Baltimore and cops killing black folks, which I think is stupid because we got black-on-black crime, but they don't want to talk about that. You got to talk about what they want to talk about. And then when you have, like, I have this trick. If I have a caller, they're not on hold no longer than 90 seconds. People call your show for them to be heard. You have to stay relevant, stay connected to what's going on in the world, and find what's the most important thing that people want to talk about. Don't just talk about what you want to talk about. One, you have to have a catchy show title. You know, mine is the morning show. In June, it will be Ramon in the Morning. The Alex Cardinale show. That's your brand on it. So your brand in it is all about what you think, what you say, but yet you're still listening and staying focused to your listeners. So you always have to stay relevant to what's going on in the world and talk about what people are talking about. Because remember, it's not when I was growing up. I'm 40, so we always had to wait for the newspaper. So you can't talk about something that happened yesterday. You need to talk about something that happened 5 minutes ago because of the easy access to get the news. So if you're going to talk about something that happened yesterday, or like I do a daily show, so I come from a different angle of how I'm discussing something. If I talk about racism, which I think is stupid, you know, I'm going to come from an angle to where, okay, y'all crying about white people killing black, white cops calling from black people, but these fools committing crimes. And I think when you piss off your listeners, they will call in. That's my trick. I make my listeners angry. I want them to be angry the way I ask the question on Facebook, and then they'll call in and sound off. And the more they call in, the more my ratings go up, and the more I get more sponsorship money.
Oh, that's a good point of view. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably get a lot of callers that way.
Yeah, you gotta come from a different angle because you have 5 million other shows that's talking about this topic. Come from a different perspective. Come from a different angle. You gotta do that. You have to be you gotta be creative. You have to be. Sound different from everybody else.
Yeah, that's the fun part of hosting shows. You're your own person, and you can do things you want and add some fun to it. I like coming up with interesting topics that are kind of fun, even though some people may think that I'm stealing their topic. I do my Alex Carnelli style.
And you may be, who said it's their topic? Did they copyright it? Did they patent it? I'm just talking about something that everybody in the world and Dark Side of Jupiter is talking about. Just coming from a different angle. That's what I'm doing. That's what you're doing. So, screw them. That's my attitude.
Yep, that's what I say to that, too. Now, this next question might be an easy answer for you. But what are some good ways to gain listeners?
Wow, that is the most often asked question. This is how I say to gain listeners. The best thing that Facebook came up with are these groups. Form a group or get in these groups to where people are in. If they have more than 5,000 people in there, join that group and ask the creator of the group, okay, if I post questions. You got one, join them groups on Facebook or create one to have your own fan base. Two, always stay connected with your listeners and build your listeners through Facebook. Use social media. Use Facebook, use Twitter, use Instagram to build your listeners. And three, talk about stuff that people are talking about now. You can't talk about, well, you know, we were slaves 100 years ago. People don't want to hear that. They want to hear what's happening on Housewives of Beverly Hills. They want to talk about that. You know, they want to talk about Deflategate. You know, I talked about that this morning. Came from a different perspective. You know, so you have to talk about things that are relevant and important to people that's going on now. That's how you build listenership.
Very true. I definitely agree with you on that. Now, speaking of gaining listeners, it's very important to advertise your show. So could you explain to all of our listeners out there the importance of using social media to promote your show?
Yeah, you got to – people – it's so many people, and I'm actually surprised that Facebook is still relevant because, you know, it's been about 10 years. And because before that was MySpace, before that was Black Planet or whatever. Like I always say, let people know on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, I have a show. Stay connected. Ask them questions. Have them ask you questions. You know, what do you want me to talk – what do you want to talk about? You know, you have to use social media because it's the microphone to the world, and it makes the world smaller. You have to use social media. You have to use it. If you're not using social media, you're not going to be successful.
Yes, that's very true. I actually gained a lot of my listeners from Facebook and Twitter and Google+. I believe a majority of all my listeners end up coming from social media and the Facebook groups. I agree with you on the Facebook groups. A majority of my listeners end up coming from the Facebook groups. So if you have a show, it really is recommended that you take advantage of all of the Facebook groups out there and things of that nature. Now, actually, my current co-host, Jeff, actually had a very good idea. He actually uses hashtags on Twitter and Google+, and I found out that they bring a whole bunch of listens using hashtags.
And like I said, you got to stay – that's what I mean by staying relevant. Use hashtags. Do the trending thing. If you're not doing that, like I said, you know, create a page on Instagram, Google+, even on YouTube. You know, because actually if you use a certain – if you use Hootsuite, it connects all three of those. So that's the best thing to use is to use Hootsuite.com. That connects all of your channels to one dashboard. So, yeah, and use the hashtags. I don't know why people are not doing that more often because I definitely use them. You got to use them.
Very, very true. Now, what are your thoughts on the free accounts here on Blog Talk Radio? Should people have the free account, or should they jump over to the premium account?
I think they should start off with the free. Get comfortable of hosting a 30-minute show. I remember when I first started, I had a one-hour show a week, and it was just me. I didn't have music at the time. I was just talking, and, you know, I didn't have no commercial breaks. I was just talking, and that was extremely hard. So I think the free account is good to use to gauge where you are, see what your mistakes are. Always listen to your playbacks, too. But use the free account, that 30-minute now, they can't be on like now, the prime time like we are on. But use it to your advantage and study from it. And then when you think in about 3 months when you think you're ready and you're serious about doing it, yeah, pay that $40 a month. Pay it. That shows you how serious people are. Because, oh, man, let me say this real quick. If you're focusing on listeners and making money doing Blog Talk, you're doing it for the wrong reason. You're doing it basically when you hear Ramon Farrell Garrett do his show, you're just basically hearing me having a conversation with my friends or with myself. I just happen to be thinking out loud. You're just basically overhearing what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about things that are relevant. Because now I've been on for so long, I want to hear what Ramon has to say about this. I could talk about something that happened 3 weeks ago. But to me, use the free account to gauge where you are. And if you're serious about doing this, just to do it because you enjoy it, then jump to the 1 hour, 2 hour premium account.
I definitely agree 100% with you. I know a lot of my friends are joining Blog Talk Radio because they think that they're going to get a lot of money from hosting shows, and I agree 100% with you. It's definitely the wrong move to come on Blog Talk Radio thinking you're going to get rich on here. I just do it for fun, and I know a lot of the podcasts out here on Blog Talk Radio do it for fun. You're barely not going to get any money using sponsors and stuff.
And they don't understand that to get sponsors, you got to remember, a lot of people don't understand, people are now being turned on to online radio. I think it's still, I'm not saying it's in its infant stages, but it's definitely in its toddler stages. And to get sponsors, that takes a lot of work. You have to give them a good product. If you just laughing and joking and cussing the whole time, no, people are not going to want to pay for that. You know, how is your media packet? How is your presentation? What shows are you giving them? Are you giving an entire show? Are you giving them clips? You know, so people have, and we teach all of this in the group. So people have to know what they're doing. I do it because, now, really, I have been feeling a lot of pressure to have to keep being on top of my game because I do have sponsors and I have private investors. But then I realized if I do what they want me to do, I'm not being me. So I let them know, if you're going to invest in my show and my brand and my network, I'm not changing who I am. This is who I am. And they definitely understand that.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Hopefully we'll never have to change who you are just for a sponsor. So hopefully that'll never happen to you.
Oh, it shouldn't. Remember, they're coming to you. Now, you may went to them for it now, because like me, I don't pay no more. And actually, starting next month, I'm going to go to the $100 package. I should have been done that. But because we also have other shows on my network. But to me, it shows how serious you are when you invest in yourself.
Very cool. Now, another question that one of our live listeners has is, do you really need to pay for guests on your show, or can you just book them for free?
Well, whoever started that rumor is, I noticed one person, they was only on for a month. They was charging $250 to have people be a guest on their show. And I'm like, you are a damn fool. I'm not, you know, I never charge nobody to be on my show. Are you crazy? I had Kelly Price on my show, Grammy Award winner. I had so many major gospel artists and R&B artists and actors. Now, and I have people who are independent just starting. Don't do that. Don't charge people, especially people that just start doing stuff. They're starting a restaurant or a business or an album. Don't charge people. That's not cool. That's giving the wrong message. No, never charge people to be a guest. Don't ever do that. You're not AM and FM. You're not AM and FM. No, don't do that.
Great answer. How about you were to pay them to be on your show? Is that a no?
I'm doing you a favor. Can be a star all by myself. I ain't paying nobody. don't pay nobody. You ain't
that's
that
very
desperate.
True. That's my take on that. I'm not really desperate for guests. I don't need to pay anyone. If I'm not making any money, why should my guests make money?
Exactly.
So that's a wonderful answer on that question right there. Now, the next question I have is one that I'm actually really interested in the answer. And a couple of my other shows that I listen to are interested in this answer as well. So what is needed to make a Blog Talk Radio show more professional?
To make it more professional starts with the host. It starts with the host. Knowing how to talk to people. You got to know how to talk to people. Then, like on my show, I have a 2-hour show. A 3-hour show. So you should have commercials, promos, a good intro like you have. You have a very good intro. Because sometimes you need a break. So you need, like, I'm going to tell you a little trick I do. And people who are listening in the chat room, write this down. This is a trick I use. Alex, you use this too. I go find commercials on YouTube. You got a Tide commercial or Pizza Hut. Go get that commercial off of YouTube, copy it, convert it to MP3, and post it on your switchboard. For you can get that little break, you know, if you want to play music, whatever, you're allowed to play any music. They can't control you what you play or not play. But get you some commercials. Get you a Tide commercial, a Toyota commercial, McDonald's. Get you somebody to do. I do great voiceover work. Call me. I do like them. Like when you hear listen to FM, you hear them sound effects and stuff like that. You're listening. I do all. Nobody taught me how to do that. Call me. I'll do that for you. Do some voiceovers. You're listening to the Alex Cardinale Show right here on Ace Network. We'll be right back. I do all of that, and for very reasonable prices. Because, oh, man, that sounds good. This sound real. This sounds like a real show. Now I'm back with Alex right here on the Ace Network. I do all them voiceovers. So do that. That's how I make the show sound more professional. And have good content. No matter what, it still comes down to the host being a good host and having good on-air etiquette. It always comes down to that. But go get you some commercials. Go ahead. They can't stop you. Go ahead. Get you a couple commercials so you can have a break. Go use the bathroom. Go get you something to drink. And then come right back.
Some great advice. Now, another person in our chat room wants to know, is it okay to play copyrighted music here on Blog Talk Radio?
There's no FCC regulation. I do it all the time. And nobody in 6 years, nobody haven't stopped me yet. There is, for people who are listening, there's no FCC regulation on what you do online. So, yes, you can play copyrighted music. You're actually doing the artist a favor. You're doing them a big favor. So, yeah, you can play it.
Yeah, that's very true because I play a lot of copyrighted music on my show, and a lot of my friends are worried about me getting in trouble. But as you said, you can't get in trouble for playing copyrighted music here.
There's no FCC regulation. Absolutely not. You can play it as long as you want, as many times as you want. I have a music show I have to do at 10 o'clock tonight from 10 to 10 to 2 in the morning. I'm playing nothing but copyright music. I'm going to enjoy
it. That's
too.
Pretty cool. So I'm going to have you make me some commercials. I'll pay you for them.
Hey, I'll inbox you my information, and I'll send you some samples. Oh, man, I want it like that. And it's very affordable. I'm not trying to break nobody's bank, you know, because we're all helping each other.
Awesome. I can't wait. So any of our listeners out there, feel free to call in at 1-347-989-8142. We'd love to answer any of your questions. And today's show is actually being brought to you by Hikari Seals USA, ST International Aquarium Supply, School of Fish, Inc., Cheesecakes by Design, and another fellow blog talker by the name of Andrew Sinsky, Dakota Network's Paranormal Hour. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking about how to be successful right here on Blog Talk Radio. So stick around, my friends. 1-347-989-8142 is the call-in number if you have any questions.
Hikari offers a wide selection of aquatic diets to help you and your fishy friend find success. With more than 137 years of aquatic experience, Hikari was the originator of species-specific diets long before others thought it was important or trendy, and the first to bring unique products to fish keepers like algae wakers, the world's first diet specifically formulated for Picosinus, micropellets, the world's first micro-coated aquatic diet for tropical fish, Saki Hikari, the world's first probiotic-enhanced diet for koi, goldfish, cichlid, and now turtles, and BioPure, the world's cleanest and most nutrition-packed frozen and freeze-dried foods, industry trendsetters when they were first introduced. When you're looking for the best aquatic diets your hard-earned money can buy for your aquatic pets, look no further than Hikari. Your fish and your wallet will be forever grateful.
ST International Aquarium Supply is a proud sponsor of the Aquatic Wetline Podcast, as heard here live on the ACE Network. ST International offers aquarists a variety of fine aquarium products, including filters, heaters, aquarium feeders for your fish. We offer the best planted aquarium equipment on the market today. You can even become a member of our website and receive discounts on our products, anywhere from 5 to 20% off. So come check out ST International Aquarium Supply at www.st.international.com or call us for more information at 1-800-900-8288. For orders over $175, ST International will ship your order to you for free. So come check out ST International today.
School of Fish, Inc. offers everything an aquarium hobbyist in Western Massachusetts needs. We offer the best alive stock from freshwater to saltwater and everything in between. We also have the best corals and live rock. School of Fish, Inc. carries the best brands of fish food, medications, and equipment such as Hikari, Tetra, Marineland, API, and much more. Stop by and check us out today. School of Fish, Inc., located at 1865 Page Boulevard, Springfield, Massachusetts. And we can be reached at 413-543-1994. We're open Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Closed Tuesdays. Check out School of Fish, Inc. That's School of Fish, Inc. on Facebook for exclusive deals, specials, and see what's new.
Are you looking for something creamy, moist, and decadent in your life? Do you have a sweet tooth? Well, cheesecakes are the answer for you. Cheesecake by Design offers you a wide variety of cheesecakes and some wonderful flavors. At Cheesecake by Design, you will find a flavor just for you. Whatever it be, a red velvet cheesecake, a strawberry cheesecake, or a cookies and cream cheesecake. We have tons of flavors to fit your needs. We ship fresh cheesecakes all over the United States straight to your door. So next time you're hosting a party, a family get-together, or a cookout, and you need dessert, order a delicious, moist, creamy cheesecake from Cheesecake by Design. Our cheesecakes are always homemade and made with the freshest possible ingredients. Check out our website and call 336-525-5120 with any questions or to place an order.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Do you find it interesting when people tell ghost stories or tell you stories about things that have happened to them that they cannot explain? Then, if you are, join me, Andrew J., on the Dakota Network as I interview paranormal investigators, cryptozoologists, and everything paranormal. You won't be disappointed. So please feel free to come over to the Dakota Network. That's Dakota Network on Blog Talk Radio. And listen to me live as I interview these interesting people. I will have paranormal investigators on there, that are going to share EVPs. They're going to talk about some of their more interesting stories they have. So please, come over and check me out. You won't be disappointed. And thank you for your time.
You are now tuned back into the Alex Cardinelli Show, live with your host, Alex Cardinelli. We hope you enjoyed our nice music and commercial break and are ready for some fun discussion. What is Alex going to chat about now? Get involved with social media and tweet your thoughts on tonight's topic. Tweet to @AlexCardinelli1, capital A in Alex and C in Cardinelli. Now let's get back to the action. Here's Alex live from the Blog Talk Radio Studio in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay, we're back here live on the Alex Cardinelli Show here on the East Network. And today we're doing a show dedicated to all the other Blog Talk Radio shows out there, because I know there are millions of Blog Talk Radio hosts out there that have their own show. So I'm here to help you guys out, make your show better. And if you're a listener that has interest in having their own show, today's show we're helping you out become a very good host here on Blog Talk Radio. We've got a 6-year Blog Talk Radio veteran host here helping us out, telling you guys how to be successful on Blog Talk Radio. Again, if you're listening live, if you've got questions, we have answers, 1-347-989-8142. Now, I know we talked about this a little earlier on in the show, Ramon, but what is the proper on-air etiquette for hosting a show here on Blog Talk Radio, Ramon?
Remember that you're not on a phone conversation. You're talking to millions of people. Like, it's like you're not giving a speech. To me, like when you do your show ID, once again, you listen to the Alex Cardinelli Show right here on Ace Network. Give us a call at 646. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter. You have to do that like every 4 or 5 minutes to remind people what they're listening to. Once again, we're talking to Ramon Garrett of WLUV Radio. And to speak clearly. Speak clearly. Make your points, make your key points, and never, to me, I think the biggest mistake that a lot of people make is, because then you don't sound too sure what you're talking about, and it sounds very unprofessional. So you always want to do your show IDs, your show promos, speak in a clear voice. It's not about having a radio voice, it's about having a voice that makes sense. And I think that's the biggest misconception. Well, I don't have a radio voice. I don't have one either. You know, but I love to talk, you know. So speak clearly. Don't talk fast. Relax. Remember to do your show IDs, your show promos, and be yourself. You got to be yourself. You just can't just be talking for 15, 30, 40 minutes and then not do your show ID, you know, your show IDs, because it's like being on a three-way phone conversation. Hey, girl, I told you. No, you don't want to do that. You never want to do that. It's not professional, you know. And a lot of shows on BTR have people like that. And I don't know why they're not successful. They're not growing. They must be some cute girls, because believe me, that's not what people want to hear. And then they be leaving people on hold forever. You can't do that. No, absolutely not.
So how do you think I'm doing on Blog Talk Radio?
I think I'm doing pretty good. No, you're not doing good. You're killing it. You're knocking it out.
I appreciate that. That means a lot to me.
you are definitely doing it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now, I know someone was asking me this the other day, and I really didn't have an accurate answer, so I know you're going to have the answer for this person. He wanted to know, what should be the procedure for answering callers? Because I usually don't answer callers anymore, because I happen to get a lot of pranksters, so unless I know who's calling in, I usually don't take callers. Or sometimes I will screen them if I have time to, but for you, what is the procedure for answering callers?
What I do, when I have callers, because, see, I play music on my show. So when I'm playing music, I'm scouting them out. And like the other day, one of the young ladies who's been on my show for 2 years, my network for 2 years, she actually had her first prank caller. And when they just sound stupid, hang up. But definitely use that private room that, you know, when you're playing commercials or promos like you just did, screen them out and use your better judgment. You know, they sound, ask them what their question is. If they, hang up on them. You know, use that private room, because when we first started, we didn't have a private room. And another thing, to be professional, a lot of people don't do this, but I start doing this. And my wife showed me how to do this. She said, this would be great. Like, when you have a caller from a different area code, Google the area code to get a personal relationship with the person that called. So, like, because I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. 716, don't ever say the area code. Buffalo, New York, you're on live with Alex. What's your name? That's what you do. Google that area code. You got your cell phone. You got your laptop right there. So just Google the area code. 71. Okay, I'm from New York, so I feel kind of cold saying this, but 617. You know, you see 617, Boston, Massachusetts. You're on live with Alex. What's your name? You know, that you should always Google the area code and use that private room, because yeah, you do got some num nums that will. And if you see a crazy Skype name, automatically hang up on them. Automatically.
Yeah, that's very true. Remember when I first started my cooking show, I had like people calling with a lot of ones and things like that. Those ones mean they're a bad caller, right?
Yes. Yes. And they keep Skyping you, get rid of them. Because a lot of people don't know about Skype with Blog Talk. Because I was going to use my Skype, but okay, that's Ramon's network, so I know that's him. But I said, no, I'll call in. But, yeah, definitely, if you hang up on them, they keep calling back and hitting one, get rid of them. Because they're not going to keep using the same name. So definitely get rid of them.
Yeah, that's very true. Some perfect advice there. So make sure if you're a premium, you always screen your callers when you have the opportunity to. Now I've got two more questions for you. My next one is, what are some tips for booking guests?
To me, whatever your show is about, I always, like, to me, I just ask them, get a nice letter, I'm the host of, hi, my name is the host of so-and-so, and hit them up on Twitter or Instagram, because you're not talking, like, if you want Ashton Kutcher, you're not talking to his manager, you're talking to him. So, tell them about your show, what the show is about, and what time the show is be on. And here's a link to my show if you want to check it out. So always include those three things. You know, who you are, what your show is about, what's the topic about, and here is a sample of my show you want to listen. If people ask for questions ahead of time, give them questions, but they can feel comfortable. But definitely use Twitter and Instagram to book your guests when you want them, like them celebrities, because, like I said, you're not talking to the managers, you're talking to them. So definitely use that.
Some very, very good advice right there. Now we have one more question from our live listeners. They want to know, what are some tips for finding some sponsors for their network and their own show here on Blog Talk Radio?
Go to that. See, I live in Detroit, so go to that rib shop. Get you a nice media packet. Your prices, how much you charge for a segment, like how you have your businesses when you was playing your commercials. That's what I do. I make commercials for people like that, for businesses. But give them the price, what your show is about, and tell them how you are reaching the audience that a lot of people are not getting to. So go to that, you know, that pet store or the barber shop or that restaurant or that car dealership, and put a nice – you got to do your homework. So get a nice media kit together, about 10 pages, your introduction, what your show is about, and your pricing. And if you sign with me now, you'll get this amount off and get a couple of free commercials and promos. Not just to mention, but you'll get a couple of free commercials that will make for you. So definitely do your research. It's not hard to put together a media kit, because I actually did one. And I did it for, it took me only like 45 minutes, and it's been very effective for me.
Very good. So the last thing I'll have you mention is your wonderful Blog Talk Radio group called Blog Talk Radio Network Directory. Can you tell our listeners about that?
When I first started 6 years ago, there was nobody that taught me how to be a personality. So about th- about three years ago, excuse me, I started a group called the Blog Talk Facebook Directory, to where we call them the newbies, to where it's five people: me, Clark Garrison out of Atlanta, Captain Waddell out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Tony Breedlove out of Las Vegas, to where we are trying to eliminate the trials and tribulations and pitfalls that we went through being online hosts, to teach newbies who are upcoming Blog Talk Radio personalities. And it's only for BTR hosts and networks only. You can't be a fan or just a listener. It's only for us. And we teach people how to be effective with their show and network, from the host perspective, from producing perspective, and how to run a network, how to market, how to brand, how to get sponsors. So it's an absolutely wonderful group. And in order to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower. So I follow these people who I brought aboard for they can teach me something. They say I teach them a lot, but I learned a lot from them too. I learned a lot from Alex. So, you know, it's a great, great group with about 340 people in it.
Awesome. It was my honor interviewing you today. Thank you so much for coming on the ACE Network.
And you know what? It was a pleasure for you to invite me, because I'm a fan of yours and I've came to you for advice. So it was an absolute pleasure. I canceled everything that I had planned for tonight because Alex called me, and that meant something to me. So I thank you for the opportunity, Alex.
If you ever need a guest for your show, I'm more than honored to be a wonderful guest on your show.
We'll make that happen. We'll make that happen.
Okay, sounds great. You're welcome to be a guest anytime you like. Just hit me up. I'll have you on here. You're a fantastic guest and a fantastic host.
Oh, thank you. And I feel the same about you, man. Thank you so much, Alex, for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Have a great night now.
You too. All right.
So, listeners, I personally want to thank you for tuning into today's show here on Blog Talk Radio on ACE Network. I hope you guys learned a lot. I certainly learned a lot about being a host here on Blog Talk Radio. Many personal thanks to my good friend, Ramon Garrett, for being a wonderful guest here on the Alex Carnelli Show on the ACE Network. I really enjoyed the show, and I personally hope you guys enjoyed the show as well. So with that being said, if you are going to be a brand new host here on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're already a host, make sure you take notes of everything that was said tonight so your show can succeed. Remember, Ramon and I want to see your show succeed here on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you very much for listening live to the show. I want to say thank you to all the live listeners that are in the chat room and interacting with all the questions. Thank you, Andy and Jeff, for your phenomenal questions in the live chat room. And thank you for spending some time with us for this show today. I appreciate that. Thank you all listening live, and thank you all who are listening to this on YouTube and in the archive. I appreciate you taking time to listen to today's show. With that being said, if you learned a lot, please take 5 seconds of your time to copy and paste today's show URL and post it on your Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus account so other people can listen to this phenomenal show. So help a brother out and promote today's show for me. That'd be wonderful so all of our listeners can hear this great show. With that being said, thank you for spending an hour with me. Have a great rest of your night, and thank you, Ramon, for being a great guest. I'm Alex Cardinelli, and the Alex Cardinelli Show on the ACE Network is now off the air. Sayonara, folks. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Alex Cardinelli Show here on ACE Network. Alex hopes you enjoyed the show. Please check us out every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our weekly talk show that will cover anything and everything. Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern for Chef George Morello Hour. Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our fun Saturday Night Live. And every other Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern for Cooking with Alex Cardinelli, where you'll get tasty and delicious recipes. Share today's show on your Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus account by copying and pasting our show URL to your account so that your friends can listen to our awesome talk show. Have a great night. Alex Cardinelli's Show on ACE is now off the air. End show. Podcast belongs to the ACE Network, Alex Cardinelli Entertainment Network. It may not be reused, redistributed without permission from Alex Cardinelli himself. This podcast was recorded live from the Springfield, Massachusetts studio and ACE Network.